Umayshin Hossam is Yalad Berusa Behema. Hocho Sakin Yisroi Behema Lo Yisroi. That's what we said before. The Chizdus Svar is only here by the Sakin. Because by the Sakin there's no Reis at all. I mean, even though there's a Reis and the Sakin, but there's no Reis in the Behema at all. Therefore, you could like divide up the two and look at the Behema. In the Behema we see a Kosher Shchita. So a Machzik to be a good Shchita. Mashaykin over here, we have a Sofik if the Shchita was good altogether or not. So the Sofik and the Shchita, then it doesn't help. Could you divide up the Sakin from the Behema or not? So where's the Vilkusa? What's the Locha? Vilkusa was the Ravuna. With like a Pasna Grafuna, Heis Lachumra. Rashi says, Grafuna, the Chashinu were afraid, Lior, that maybe the skin, when you first made the Shchita, that's what made it become the knife. Via Yodai Hoye Maisa. Rashi says, once happened to him a case like that, and Vahurvali Rabbeinu Yaakov, Reb Yochor, Biyof Liyisa. He passed even by knife, he has to go Liyisa. He was chidish even by knife. He had to be afraid. Again, they shechted the yoif, and afterwards they found out there was a pagam in the sakin. So you have to be afraid maybe the pagam started out with the skin, and therefore it's psula. You're right. But the Gemara says, Vilkusa Kavosta Rafuna, when? Kishla Shiva Boyetzen. Only if you didn't break any bones afterwards with this knife. So then you made a shchita, and after the shchita you found the knife was pogum. So father, there's a big chance to start to say that the skin did it, therefore it's psula. But the most of the Hilchot HaKavosah, because the Pasuk of Chizda though, Kishashiva Boy Etzem, but if you broke a bone after the shchita, then you checked out the knife, so then we Pasuk of Chizda, his death in the svar is, that's like a vadai. Since you broke bones with it later, that's like a vadai. The skin is only a suffix. And we say, in suffix, moitzim levadai. The Gemara says, Nechlal is a proof over here. The Rav Chizda L'chura Afagad L'shiba B'yetzem, Rav Chizda himself holds, even where the guy did not break bones later. Still, if you make a shchit, and after the shchit we find out the knife is pogum, it's possible. Because we're saying we pass him like Rav Chizda when he broke the bones. But when he didn't break the bones, we don't pass him like Rav Chizda. He himself still holds that way. The question is, V'yela B'mayitkim, if he did not break any bones later, so what's the tzad to say that it began? What happened then? So why do I say, how could the Chizda say the Shechita is kosher? The Chizda for sure then, the Pagam was with the skin at the beginning. So Mura says, no, the Pshat from the Chizda could be, Eimo bi'etzem de mafrekis ifkim. That Rav Chizda's svar is, that when you make a Shechita, after you cut the neck, you cut the two simonim, then you cut the bone there. And the bone there, the mafrekis, that's what made the Pagam. But that's after the Shechita. Rashi says, "Bietzer mafrekis means liacha shchita." After you finish the shchita, shenoga bietzer matzava. Then you cut the backbone. Via mafrekis, the chesiv with the shover mafkastoi. But Rashi says, "Lesvir lon kavosai lemitli lekula." This much we don't pass like him. Tehi negia the yetzer mafrekis loy pog malasakin tfei miyor. That's not like a vade. Rashi said, "That's why we don't pass like chizda." Al shvirus atzomois. That's a vade with Tolly. The Rashi Mazba, how we paskin. We paskin, if the guy cut bones with the knife later, that's like a vade pagam. So with Tolly, that's when the pagam came. But if you didn't cut a bones later, you only cut the mafrekis, that's not like a vade. So it's a suffix whether the skin did it or the mafrekis. So even though Chizda is mekel, because he mistam hold a small mistam what happened with the mafrekis, but we're machmir, that's where we all know. That's not enough of a difference. It's very possible it happened with his skin. Therefore, we're machin. The Gemara says, "Heavy uvda." It once happened a case like this, and the Torah for Rabbi Yosef paskin that all the behemoths are treif at tleisa chiyusa, even 13 animals afterwards. What happened was the shechet checked his knife first, and then he shechted 13 times, and after he finished 13 animals. Then he checked out his knife again and he found out there was a pagam there. So you have a suffix now, when did the pagam come? So the ma'isa was, Taraf Rav Yosef, all 13 animals, tetraif. Rashi says here, Treisach Yusuf Shalai Bodek Ben Zul Zul, Yachas Shchit Tzkul, Mitzvah Peguma. So he passed on the Chura, Parshat, all 13 tetraif. So Rashi says, Kaman, who's he hold like? The Chura Karafuna. So he passed on like Rafuna. And therefore, Vafilu Bekamaisa. Even the first one also, it's no good. Rashi says, Nami treifa de chashin lior, v'choshet for the skin, that's what made the razor. Rashi says, Lashin, but it's like a sofik. Moses isn't a sofik now. When he paskin that it's potreif, does he pshat hold like Rafuna? That even the first animal also we have to be machmer upon. Because the sofik, maybe the skin did it, and therefore it's sakim was pogim before the shechita. What else the Gemara says, Loi, maybe no, the other side maybe holds like Rav Chisda. Or Levar Mekemaisa. He holds like Rav Chisda Svara, then true, the first behema is kosher. Why? Because when you put the skin and the mafrekis, Rav Chisda Svara was, it's more mistaken, the mafrekis made the pgam. So the first shechita was good. Benechnami, after the first shechita, then will be totally, you know what made the pgam? The first bone. Said so, by the time you did the second shechit already, the knife was already pogum. Tenecham, even according to Chizda here, the second, from then on, those bones will be possible. It'll only be machshir, just the first animal. So Rashi comes like a sofik. Who does he hold like? That's like a sofik. Zimur says, Viboisim, if you want, I'll tell you. Viboisim, Liyolim, I'll tell you, Krafuna. Maybe Yosak Krafuna. That what at all 13 was plus even the first one. Why? Because the Ik Rav Chisda, if you tell me he holds like Rav Chisda, that by one shechit alone he says it's kosher, because you have a right to say maybe it was the marfrekes, the backbone that made the pagam, is so michti, let's see, mitla talinin, according to Rav Huna, even though it's a suffix, whether it was the first skin or the backbone, you go lakula. If so, mimai debets in the marfrekes, the kamaisifkum, who told you was the backbone of the first behemoth that made the pagam? To say like for sure the second or third or fourth one is treifa, Dilma maybe no. According to Rav Chisda, as far as should be maybe Dilma b'yetz and the marfrekis the bras raisa ifkum. True, we see a pagam in the second, but maybe it was the last backbone of the 13th animal that made it. So then, according to Rav Chisda, should be all 13 animals should be kosher. So since here he made them treif, pshit it has to be is going according to Rav Huna. That minas sofik we say the beim is the cheskes isra medis. You have to be told it was the first skin that made the pagam. So here's the proof, he has to look at Rafuna. Oh, Malay Ravacha, Bredi Ravla Ravashi. Here, period. That's where we come out. Tenechanami. The Churat Sarai, he took a paskin like Rafuna. And he was Machri even in the first one. Even though before Taka, we didn't pass it. Before we passed the Vilchas, like a Vosta Rafuna, Kisha. Oh, it's good, yeah. We thought that's good. I mean, look, we passed like Rafuna. When they didn't break any bones later. If you didn't break oisik and breaking bones, just in the shechita, so it's a pretty equal sofik, whether it was the skin or the mafrekis, so then we're machmir, and we say, baby, becheskis is remedis, so the shechita is possible. So it's good here also, that all 13 animals are possible here. Because here we didn't break any bones later. It was only just the actual shechitas. So just the shechitas, that's a good sofik, the first skin did it, therefore you go lechumra, all 13 are possible. Right. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, Malay Ravacha Bred Rav Ravashi, Rav Kana Matzrich B'dikusa Ben Kochod V'Choda." Rav Kana said that when a shechit checks, he has to check his knife after every shechita. I don't take chances and wait and check after two or three, much because if you check after three shechitas and that'll become pogum, all three will be possible. So this, you better check enough after each one. So what you know, the first one was kosher, the second one was kosher. And yet the third one is pogim, so we know only the third one is possible. So one says, if so, Kaman, who's he go like the Chul Krafuna? Or the Mifsa Kamaisa. The Chul goes to Krafuna, so he tells you to check him out. Because if we don't check him out, even the first one would be possible. So then don't keep on checking without checking out. So one says, like, could that one be approved? Could be Krav Chizda. He holds like Krav Chizda. Or the Yachshura Basraisa, Nafkamina is, would the second or third one be kosher? Because according to Krav Chizda, true, the first shechita would be kosher anyway. But if nafkamina, what about the second, third, or fourth? If you first check the knife after three shechitas and you find the pagam then, so the second one would be possible. But this, if you check it out after one and two, so you know the first two were kosher and only the third one, then even the third one would be kosher. So it could be even according to the chizda, you should check it out after every shechita. Was the hoch more your question? If so, tiboy namen b'dikas chochem. If you have to check out your knife, if every time, the chur we hold, every time you check your knife, you're supposed to show it to a chacham. Rashi says, Ihochi, Timishum, hod the boy the mishkata kabodik, hevelay bedika, the kurdim shkita. It's like you're checking the knife before shkita. If so, the boy chacham, harasle, the sakin, the afinim, learn out later, Mivashakaratim, she says, Bizev Yachaltim, that you have to show your knife as says to Chochim. Or Midloy boil the mech to the Chochim, Shamina Labadik of the Kurim Shkitakosh of Lay. You see, the Chura, since it doesn't say you have to show it to a Chochim first, it's not considered like a bedika of Kaidim Shkita, but rather it's like a bedika of after Shkita. The question is why? So my question, Yachit the boy Nami Bedikas Chochim, someone says, no, Eidechon Nemen Bisurim. I tell you, Eidechon is Nemen, since he's an Eidechon, Rashi says, Rashi's famous Rashi, Eidechon Nemen Bisurim, Rashi says, the Chol Yochid V'Yochon He Mintoi Torah. The Torah believes everybody separately. Bosses B'Zavachtim B'Korcho U'Mitzoyncho, the Shoch has been a Boko, the Yoch L'Kahanam Ayodoi, the Kahanam Kreet, because the Shoch had made a good Shchita. And V'Loyes Kiko Lahamid Eidim B'Dover. The Torah doesn't say you have to have two Eidim, what you do a Shchita. Elo Ma'ayki B'Sarmach on a person when he says he did a good Shchita. The Yitzchuyich Rosh the Torah said Eidim El Loinish Momin Oy Mises Bezdin O La Royis T'Gamino Dov Dov Momin. But Stamazo Eidach Renem B'Sarm. See, Eidach the Shrek himself was then what to say, he checked out the Sakan in his Kasha. For the Gemara Yochi, so that's the Svaro Mikori Nami Loi. Then you should never have to show your Sakan to a Chochem. Let the Shrek himself be Nemen, that's Eidach Renem B'Sarm. It's not a real ikuradin. It's only mishum kovra chochem. It's not nice to do something without showing it in. So if you show it to him once, that's enough. Then the rest of the times you make shchitas, that day at least, you allow the shech without showing it to him. The meister today we said that shechtim don't show it to chochem anymore. Sam da meichel al kvoidoi, the samich on the shechtim. It's not a real halacha, you have to show it to chochem. It's only mishum kovra chochem. So you could be Michael on this. He must say, Minoha, now the Mars Nugamar now. Minoha ha milsa. How do we know this whole cloud and shas? The Yomer Rabbonin, the Rabbonin say, meaning Chazal say, about the rights of the Kalocha, means that how do we know Chazal always tell us that Uki milsa chazoki. If we have a Sophic, if something changed in that, we'll leave it the Cheskosai. If it was the Cheskos one way, and a Sophic, if it changed in that, we still leave it that way. So how do we know this? The Rashi says, the Mekoymas Harbei, some call a Chazaka, less or lahater. So how do we know? Like here the Behemro, so we have a Suffolk when the Pagam came with the Sakin. Since the Behemro was the Cheskas Yisrael Medis, we leave it the Cheskosoi. So how do we know this Kalal? So Morris says first, Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rav Yonasan. Omar Kvod HaPosek says, Vayet Sei HaKoy Min HaBayis, El Pesach HaBayis, Vizkeres HaBayis Shivas Yomim. That the Kohen goes into a house and sees a nega there, so first he has to leave the house and close the door, and then he pronounces the house Tomei for 7 days. So the question is, how does the Kohen have a right to say the house is Tomei? Duma maybe, Adinofik Vyosi Bosalesh Yure. Maybe by the time the Kohen left the house, like turned backwards, starts to walk out of the house, at first he walked into the house and he saw a nega on the wall. So when he's inside, he doesn't say the house is Tomei. He has to wait till he walks outside, close the door, and then say the house is Tomei. The question is, maybe by the time he walked outside and closed the door, maybe the nega changed already. Maybe at that time it's not the same size anymore. So how does he know to say outside is still Tomei? And the love is in the terror, it's Mishum Derminim, Uki Yachazoke. Listen, 2 minutes ago he was inside, and he saw it had that shear. So when he's outside, even though it's a Sufik, we leave a Bechaz Kosai. It's still has the same shear. So since the terror gives him a right to make it Tomei, that's the right, leave it on Chazaka. So Rav says, no, mask of Lorav Achor Bar Yaakov, the Duma may be going, she yotza derech achurov, maybe the Kohen walked out like backwards. So even when he was walking out, he kept on seeing the nega. The Kochozile, he saw it all time. Kochozile came off, when he went out, he saw it. So there's never a time that he didn't see it, maybe that's why it's done me. Omalai Abayis, Abayis said back, first of all, Shtei Tshuvas, I have 2 questions on this. Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. That's not called going out. The pasuk says, Kohen has to go out. So Yitziyah means a normal way of walking out, not if you walk backwards. So walking backwards would not be called Yitziyah. 1 question. Let's say the nega was on the back of the door. So when the Kohen goes out and closes the door, he can't see that part. If so, still you have to come on to Chazaka. Maybe the postach like kavso, maybe he made a hole in the window like. Maybe there's a window in the door, so he could always see through. Rashi says, chaloin v'delas koydim esker. Before, like, he closed the door, there was a window there. So at old times, they could always say to see through the window. So Mara says, no, the Yatnam would learn like this. Bayis ofel, if it's a dark room, and Perschen lechalonis, Lira says nigoy. You're not allowed to make a window to be able to see inside. So Mashmi, do not make windows there. So we didn't have a window before, we don't do it now. Rashi says, and Perschen like, and Perschen bayis ofel, Shatarach lifteach lechalonis, Lira says nega. Purchunus legamri, it's part legamri. She said the post nega nearly the bias. Palo loiroi, shemama v'mokim ofel, v'tzorach shom lahad gesaneir, ain't a nega. But you have to be standing in a place in the house that you could see it with the light that comes in by itself. So if you have to make a hole to see it, that wouldn't be called a bias in a tamer altogether. So it has to be that you don't make any holes later. Omele rov rov like this. The karma, that you say, Yitzia derech achuruf, leishime yitzia, that walking backwards. It's not called yitzia. I'll tell you, you're wrong. Kohen Gadol b'yom kippurim yichiyah, when a Kohen Gadol walks out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on Yom Kippur is a proof. The pasuk says yitzia. The Kohen Gadol is supposed to leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rashi says kushu yitzim beis Kodesh HaKadoshim liyachar oitzoyas kafu machtek siv vayitzay v'yosel osay. Says loshin vayitzay. And still in Tanan we learned, Yotza Obola Derek Nisosai, he used to go out like backwards. The same way he came in, he walked out backwards. So you see, walking backwards is also called Yitzhiya. So one question goes away. Udukarma, that's what you also say. Bayis awful if you have a dark house. Ain't personally chlamis, liras, that's nega. You're not allowed to open up windows to see the nega. Hatehani, the one was that, said, Heichi, tlayis chazik. When it wasn't the cheska to be tame yet. Before you saw the neger altogether. We're talking about first you walked into the house and you saw the neger. And after you saw the neger, now you want to knock a hole in the door to be able to see it even when you go outside. It's chazik. It could be once you matamav, like once you saw the neger, now there's no problem later of making a hole. Again, so you have no raya to go back to chazakis. It could be the case is that the kohen comes into the house, he sees the neger, and he walks out backwards. And he could always see the nega even when he's outside closing the door, and that's what he says is tummy. So maybe there's no mokka for chazaka here. The kohen always has to see it to know the nega's still there. So that's what the Vacher by Yaakov holds. That's what he said. Now the Gemara says that Tanya went on a braisa, the loikra Vacher by Yaakov, or bring your proof like Navaka Vacher by Yaakov. In other words, then you'll have to come on to use chazakas. But the Brisa says like this, when the Pasuk says, the Yotza HaKohen Min HaBayis, that after the Kohen sees the neg in the house, then he goes outside and says it to me. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yelech L'Tech Beisai, maybe it's enough if the Kohen Mamas has to go home to his own house, maybe he has to go to his own house. And the Yisker, and to close the door, how would he do that? We'll have a string attached to this door, and he has to walk home, and when he gets home, then he'll close the door. But maybe that's what the Kohen has to do. So Talmud Lema, this we said, the Pasuk says, Al Pesach HaBayis, it's enough just for the Kohen to go outside the house, and there we could say Tzomi. The Gemara says, E Pesach HaBayis, the Pasuk just says it's enough for him to go out of the house, out of the Pesach HaBayis, Yochel, maybe it's enough, Yam L'Tzach HaSamashkif, he could stand underneath the doorpost, and the Yasker close the door, maybe that's enough. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, No Min HaBayis, he has to go out of the whole house, so the darshanat seyates him in a bias school until he leaves the whole house. Okay, so it has to come out that I made bitzat hamashkif. He has to stand like on the other side of the doorpost. Umaski, when he closes the door, and then he pronounces it to Tommy. Now, minayin, how do I know though, uminayin, shimholach l'ter beisa, let's say the crane went home to his own house, and the hisker, he had the door closed in, he had a long string attached, and he had a door, like Rashi said, that the Chevel Orach could go and show you basic Tamach Lachom. His house wasn't too far away. So what to be if the Kohen wants to walk home to his own house? He has a string attached to the door of the house of Tamei, and he closes the door then. Oy Shomad B'Techa Bayis, let's say the Kohen stands inside this house. Oy Shomad B'Techa Bayis, the Iskir, and he closes the door, Shev Gerer Muskur, that's also enough. That if he calls it Tommy, it's like a chow. Tom Lem, the Pasuk says, V'hiskir es habayis mikomokam, anywhere that he closes the house. So Rashi says that the question is, here it says, it's good even if the Kohen goes home. Or if the Kohen goes home first, he for sure cannot see the neg in the house all the way when he gets home. And still we say you have the right then to have the door closed and then to call a tummy. So how could he call a tummy then? Maybe the neg had changed. So what do you have to say? You have to tell him chazaka. So it's arrived from here, according to the Braisa, that we do go bosa chazakas from this halacha of a tummy and a nega. Samar says, though, that Ravacha by Yaakov, how does he learn shot? He says, from this Braisa, there's no proof. He'll say, Kagurin, the case is, the Kaima Dora de Gavri, that there's a row of people, the Yamrin, they say, Kidakoi.